The Big Breakfast, waking you up weekdays from 5:30.
It's a big undertaking, as you might imagine, and
there's not many lungs around.
It's a limited resource, and so we needed to find a better solution. So Simon's actually been working really hard with the rest of the team over the last, 5 months or something, to do a few things. So the first thing, well, you can talk, Simon, and show Greg what we've been up to.
I guess so. The first thing was really simple, and that is basically. So Dan has patients coming into the clinic, and there's a common procedure that's done, which is called a BAL or bronchoalveolar lavage. And so this is a procedure. I mean, Dan would be better off explaining this part of it, but basically, it's a procedure where someone comes in and they have a small amount of fluid put into their lung, about 100 mils or less.
Yeah.
It's pumped in and it's pumped back out. It's sort of that simple. But in that fluid is contained, you know, a sample of what's inside the person's lung.
Yeah.
Now, I guess going back a step, if we think about what's going on in the lung for a start, the lungs are, you know, like a big balloon.
Yeah.
And the inner surface of that balloon is covered with a liquid called a surfactant. Now, in that surfactant is a whole lot of different things. One of the things that lives in that surfactant is a special type of immune cell called a macrophage.
Oh, okay.
Now, a macrophage's job is to eat up anything basically that gets into that fluid. And so it's a really important interface between the outside world and the actual inside of the lung. Now, when you breathe in anything, particle, bacteria, dust, silica crystal, it gets into that surfactant and these cells come along and eat up that crystal.
Yep.
Now, one of the problems is that it's, you know, really hard material and it can't be broken down. So whereas, you know, if you breathe some organic or bacteria or something like that, these cells have a way of breaking it down, getting rid of it. But the problem is they can't get rid of that crystal. So,
it's
there forever.
It doesn't exit.
There's not really any way of getting rid of it, at least in the simplest terms. Now, so the first question is, okay, if you come along and have a BAL done, small amount of fluid taken out, and we look in that fluid, what can we see? Can we see silica, actually?
Right.
And so that's what...
That's step one.
So that's step one, and that's what I'll show you here.
Why would I come to you and have a BAL in the first place?
Well, you go to him.
I'm not feeling well. Is that it?
So it's a camera test, so it's a pretty straightforward test.
Yeah.
What's been happening is that when these workers come along, typically the story is that they've got changes on their scan, their lung scan.
Righto.
Now, naturally, in the appropriate worker who's worked as a stonemason for years, has been exposed to engineered stone dust, has got a scan appearance that looks like silicosis.
Why has he got a scan done anyway? You know, bloke,
part of work cover.
Right, so
work cover
they tell
so
them
typically
they...
what happens is, so work cover contacts the employer and the employee.
Yeah.
That employee has breathing tests, a plain chest x-ray, and
yeah,
then they see someone like me who goes through everything. If there are any abnormalities on that, then they'll have a CT scan of their chest.
Yeah.
And on that scan, we can see abnormalities that shouldn't be there. Now, in the appropriate situation, those abnormalities are probably going to be related to silicosis, but there are a couple of other diseases that can look like silicosis, which I won't go into, but that's the reason for having the bronchoscopy and the BAL.
But is that a compulsory test if you're a stonemason? Do they have to have one every 2 years or something or other? Or?
The breathing
BAL,
test?
Yeah.
No. So that test
they've
is...
got to present to you. You know, blokes don't like going to the doctor until they've got a real problem.
Yeah, that's right. Most of the guys I've been seeing never see a doctor.
No.
I mean, all the ones I've been seeing have been very nervous, you know, about what's going on and what does the future hold.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are plenty of guys out there who've just put their head in the sand.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same. We're trying to get them to do skin tests. We're trying to get them to do colonoscopy. I did both of those last year, trying to lead the way.
So I guess this is the main message here, because, you know, I think the identifying the workers who've got silicosis is going well. That program of screening, identifying them, removing from their workplace, supporting them while they find other work, that's all going well.
Yeah, so that's specifically stonemasons, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, there was an article in the Bulletin today, though. What about he hops in the car, picks his son up from school, his wife washes his clothes, and I remember with the asbestos.
Asbestos is like that, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't happen with silicosis.
We haven't seen that yet, so it really looks like you have to have heavy exposure in the shed, you need to be a stonemason.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not just like asbestos. And
yeah, so I'm a carpenter, they come to fit the bench top and I'm working just here on a ladder.
Probably fine.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good for them to know, because there's a lot of people this is scaring.
Yeah. But what is happening is those workers who perhaps had much lighter exposure are also going to be screened, but naturally WorkCover's been focusing on the guys who are high risk to start with.
I know the question they'll all ask is how much does it cost, but you're saying WorkCover's paying
pays for it.
Free if you're a stonemason.
Yeah. Well, if you're at risk, so basically if you've worked as a stonemason, so there's no cost to the worker to have all of these tests done. Well,
these 98 guys that you've discovered, that's since August last year. What happens now?
Exactly. So that's I think probably the main message that needs to get across, because the screening is going well, but what are we going to do with those guys who already have this disease? And you know, from my point of view, that's the group who's currently been a little bit neglected, because we're just saying, look, you've got this disease, what you need to do is remove yourself from further exposure.
Yeah.
But they're terrified, about what's going to happen. Are they just going to get worse? And some of them get worse even though they stop working as a stonemason.
Is it a 10-year deterioration, or is it quicker, or how?
Several years.
You're probably still working that out, I suppose.
That's right, yeah. But, what we wanted to do was to help that group of workers without something as drastic as a lung transplant.
Yeah.
So the first step was to get a diagnostic test. The next step is, which is what's happened, the next step is to work out why those workers cells are abnormal, and without going into a lot of detail, there's some incredible technology that we can deploy to find that out. Which we've developed here. It's the first place in the world that's done this for a different reason, but we can apply it directly to this. Yep. And then we also think there is a treatment that will work to halt this. Yeah. Which is a thing called whole lung lavage, which is like a much bigger version of what Simon already talked about.
So instead of 100 ml water...
25 litres.
But your lungs, of course, aren't supposed to have water in
them. No, that's right. So you do have to keep the person alive while you do this. Okay. So this has been done for probably 30 years for a different lung condition.
Just, I imagine, you're doing one lung and then the other one.
Yeah. Yep.
Holy hell. So you've got to block off here. Mm. Righto.
Exactly. You've got to isolate the lungs.
And how do you make that one breathe while you've got the water going?
A special tube that goes down and blocks off this lung, blocks off that lung. You ventilate one lung, so the patient's just completely asleep.
Yes, of course.
And then wash out the other lung with 25 litres of water over about 3 or 4 hours.
Is it special water?
No, it's just salty water.
Oh, saline.
Warm saline, yep. Yeah, warm saline.
And then you test it, or does that wash out?
Like Simon said, if you've got a nail in your foot and you want to fix the problem, the first thing you do is pull out the nail, don't you?
But then the blood starts spurting out.
You deal with that, but unless you get the nail out. So the whole point
of it... So you're trying to get the silica out of the lung.
Yeah, just remove it.
Grab a seat.
Exactly.
I'm no expert. I've got a human movements degree, if that helps. I've done physiology and exercise physiology.
I think you'll understand this. So these, I was getting back to the story of the cells that are lining the inner surface of the lung there, these macrophages. And so their job is to eat anything up. And so basically you breathe in some silica and these cells eat it up straight away, but they can't do anything with it. So in fact, in this simple shot, you can see a big part of the problem. So first of all, you can see in this sample, all these bits of silica crystal.
Is that what they are, the little marks on those cells?
Yeah, so that's, you can see that, and if you start to look, these cells are full of it. They're all over the place. So this guy's been heavily exposed, breathing it in, the cells have taken it up. Now, the other thing you can see here is that these cells, they're quite large, but there's these cells that are coloured green here.
Yeah, why are they green?
Now, this is an indication that these cells are actually in a state of distress.
Okay.
And full of oxidised protein, without getting too heavily into what that means. This is a byproduct of the problem of being in this very inflammatory state. So they've taken up these crystals, they get to the point where they can't deal with it anymore, and you end up making this oxidised protein, which these cells are now full of. So two things that happen is... the cells can no longer... they can't deal with the crystal.
Yep.
It compounds this problem of upsetting the rest of the cells that are there, but also this material that's also now in these cells is difficult to get rid of. And it's also pro-inflammatory as well in its own way. So you end up with this sort of snowballing problem, you know?
So do you need to get rid of the silica or get rid of those cells completely?
Both.
Right.
So that's the beauty of a whole lung lavage, is that it's like a reset. You wash out... the cells, these cells, we know they're amenable to washing out because you can easily do it with a BAL, right?
Oh, okay.
But in fact, if you do a whole one lavage, you wash billions of these cells out, literally.
Billions?
Billions, right? Yeah. And so...
But the good ones stay.
No, well, these cells are able to be renewed by the body.
Yeah, okay.
So you wash them away.
So you are resetting.
You'll make new ones, which don't have this problem. They haven't got the silica in them, and they are not full of this stress protein.
Yeah, right, eh?
So that's the fundamental of the idea. The fundamentals of the idea is that, you know, this technology is there to remove the nail from the foot.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you leave the nail on the foot and just treat the symptoms of the problem, try and treat the fibrosis or whatever, you know, you're never really going to be able to halt the problem.
The infection. Slow it down. Yeah.
So in this case, you know, it's a great promise to be able to, especially for these people who are in this early stage, you know, these young kids, 25, what have you.
Yeah.
At early stage, you can see that this has to be able to make some sort of difference. I mean, it's just... obvious.
I mean, it seems obvious. Seems like it's exactly. A good idea. Yeah. And people have done this, not in Australia as far as I'm aware, but for silicosis, but other places.
Yeah.
Including quite a few people in China, but we don't know, you know, and they've reported that their work has got better, but we don't know, you know, who knows what they were doing. But what we can do with the technology we've got is actually prove that this technique
works.
Has fixed the problem.
Silicosis.
We can measure the silica, we can make
sure.
Is
this a real person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a worker.
Have you done a complete lavage to him?
No. Nobody in Australia
has done it.
No. Yeah. But actually, like in half an hour, we've got a meeting where we have cases from all over the state who come to our meeting, not the patients, but their x-rays.
Yeah.
And today we've got four workers with silicosis who we're discussing to discuss whether they should undergo whole lung lavage.
Whoa.
And then what we'll be able to do is measure this in the lavage fluid, do tests afterwards to make sure that we have reset the whole thing for them. And
you are at the cutting edge.
Fix the problem.
So you haven't done one yet, but this is your theory.
That's right. I mean,
this is incredible.
There has been whole lung lavages done here before for a different, reason.
Yeah. You're going to analyse whether this affects the silicosis.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's brilliant, and it's simple brilliance.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say a few things.
But you've explained it to a layman. Yeah. Give me the dummy's guide, and that sounds...
So it's all about removing the nail, but also just making sure once you remove the nail that the foot heals up beautifully.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Look, we're very confident that, given that we have this incredible technology that we can deploy to help these workers, I think the main message is that they're not alone. We've been actually here helping them indirectly for the last 5 months. Simon has been by doing all of this stuff.
The 98 that have been diagnosed, what's the spread? Are they mainly southeast Queensland, I suppose?
A lot of Gold Coast, actually.
Yeah,
but southeast Queensland largely.
Gold Coast got more kitchen factories or something.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it does seem to be, I don't know if that's real, but certainly there's, you know, whether the workplace practices weren't as good down there, I don't know.
So Gold Coast is one of the headquarters.
Gold Coast is a hot spot.
Righto.
Yeah, in fact, the main doctor down there, David Deller, he's the main doctor who's seen all of the workers down there.
So you're liaising with him going home?
Yeah, he's dialing into this meeting.
Oh, so we are really at the cutting edge.
Yeah. So I think that's the main message, is that these workers are not alone.
Way it's been reported is it's a life sentence. Sorry, can't help you. See you later.
We're going to try and make sure that's not the case.
That's good.
So that's what you want me to take back to it, going,
hold on, it's not a life sentence.
If I was a disease like silicosis, I'd be very afraid of what we're up to. I think that's the main message. You know, these hands they've not done much, have they?
They don't have to.
But they do other stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
God bless you guys. I know.
But at the same time, we don't want people to think, oh, well, she'll be right. I don't need to wear a mask.
What's the other message? If no one's asked you to get a test and you've worked with this stuff quite heavily.
Yeah, encourage them to attend the screening because... you know, we think there will be a solution, and it's very important that we know that they've got the condition because, you know, if someone... We won't be doing whole lung lavage on everybody.
No.
You know, someone who's just got a little bit of silicosis, it's pretty stable, it's not causing any problem, we're not going to subject them to this. But it's those workers who are getting worse, we think this will work, and we can also... You know, the trouble is that the epidemics that have happened elsewhere in the world have always happened in a country that hasn't got the sort of medical research ability that we have in Australia. So yep. we can now unleash that on this problem really help these guys.
Oh, that's amazing and well explained.
And it's not just here. So this is a collaboration between... So we're leading all of this, but it's also in Victoria. So there's a group of respiratory doctors like me, lung transplant Righto. Doctor. And scientists.
And we share our information in our medical community really well, don't we?
Yeah, so we're collaborating with them. Yeah. So there's bits of, we're going to be doing most of the stuff up there, but there's stuff they're going to be doing down there, which is to do with nanotechnology that they've got expertise in.
Righto.
And so, you know, it's a national collaboration, national approach to try and fix it.
Righto. Wow. So well explained, because in my brain I'm thinking I've got to explain that on radio and play your voices for 3 or 4 minutes maximum, and then we've got to play an ad or a song. Yeah, so in between that, I have to get that message. No, that was perfect. Yeah. I've got it in my head what you've told me. I know how it can translate. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
Removing the nail from the foot. Most of the tradies
understand that concept.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, but look, I think, you know, the final thing to say is, of course, as Simon says, this doesn't replace the need to work in a safe workplace, avoid exposure to this dust, get screened. You know, that is the fundamental thing, because most workers, that's all they'll need to do is just not be exposed.
Step one, wear a good respirator.
Mm. Yeah.
That is a major one, because there's so many of them are just trying to wear the face mask.
Wet cutting. A lot of the workplaces now, I think, have moved to using, you know, machinery that's remote from the worker, and it's remotely controlled.
Oh, right, robotics.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know too much about that, but a couple of the workers have told me that's what their workplaces have done. So, yeah, I guess a robotic sort of approach.
Well, that'll be the next one. It'll be ass covering, won't it?
And the final message is, you know, if some of the listeners want to donate to this research, Common Good does have you've got a page now.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, on the website.
TheCommonGood.org.au. Well done. Yeah. Well, that's all they need to know, because there'll be people who want to.
Yeah.
If people make money out of this industry or go, hold on, I need to pay some back.
Hope so.
Yeah. Oh, that's been great.
Yeah, yes, I hope that's helpful.
That's been a good intrusion. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, you know, it may only be two people that it tweaks something with, but they might be big donors and everything else, yeah. Mm. Or people who can do something. Oh, thank you. Sorry,
really, really nice to meet you.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Simon. Thank you very much.